The Utah Transit Authority makes some major schedule changes. The Utah Division of Water Quality finalizes its work on the Red Butte Creek oil spill. And a new study shows how Utah could benefit from the Missouri River. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Tuesday, December 11th. I'm Brian Grimmett. The Utah Transit Authority's Provo to Salt Lake Frontrunner line opened for business yesterday. Now UTA officials will turn their attention toward finishing the tracks line out to the airport. That means some immediate changes in existing track services will affect riders. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
UTA spokesman Jerry Carpenter says trains moving north to Salt Lake and south to Provo were fully loaded with passengers opening day. He says there were minor hiccups and delays typical of a new service.
This is probably largely due to the fact that we have a whole new set of customers who aren't used to trains. They're taking a little longer to board at the stations and a little bit longer to exit at their destinations.
UTA has also altered track service. On Saturday, trains will begin running 1 hour later than usual, and Sunday service will end 2 hours earlier. Also, the Green Line, which normally goes to Salt Lake Central Station, now ends at Arena Station, which allows UTA officials to test trains out on the new tracks line that will offer service to Salt Lake International Airport. It's scheduled to begin operating in April. Carpenter says downtown Salt Lake City bus service has been adjusted to better serve commuters coming into Salt Lake, and there have been changes to bus service in Utah County.
The most dramatic change was replacing the express bus service with our new Frontrunner line, so we've invited those express riders to come over and try out Frontrunner.
For more detailed information on current bus route and track service changes, visit rideuta.com. Whitney Evans, KUER News.
The Utah Division of Water Quality is ready to finalize its oversight of the oil spill in Red Butte Creek. KUER's Dan Bomas reports.
A ruptured pipeline spilled thousands of gallons of crude oil into the creek in June of 2010. A public comment deadline for the plan passed yesterday. John Whitehead with the Utah Division of Water Quality says the remaining concerns are outside the state's responsibility.
Many of the issues that remain on the table are really third-party issues between a homeowner and Chevron and not having so much to do with the notice of violation and the closure that we're proposing here.
Whitehead says most issues remaining have to do with odors in the area during some types of weather. He says Chevron would be required to do additional cleanup if more contamination is found. Chevron has already paid millions of dollars in fines and penalties in the case and still faces a lawsuit brought by property owners living along the creek.
A new study from the Bureau of Reclamation looks at the prospect of diverting water from the Missouri River across the Continental Divide to help meet the water needs of Utah, Arizona, Nevada, and other states. The Deseret News reports the pipeline could cost more than $11 billion and take 30 years to complete. States downstream on the Missouri are also coveting the water, with levels in the Mississippi so low that barge navigation has been difficult in recent months. The Utah Geological Survey is getting $1.6 million from the U.S. Department of Energy to study a couple of issues involved in oil and gas drilling in Utah. One is disposing of the saline water that's produced from gas wells in the Uinta Basin. Disposing of that water is an environmental problem and adds considerably to the cost of gas production. The other will look at Utah's shale formations and explore the possibility of drilling for oil there. Candidates and outside groups spent $11.2 million in the 4th Congressional District race between Democrat Jim Matheson and Republican Mia Love. Utah political science professor Tim Chambliss says that makes it the most expensive election contest in Utah history. Matheson won a 7th term in Congress with a margin of just 768 votes. A trial began yesterday for one of three men who were riding in a motorboat when it ran over a swimmer at Pine View Reservoir. Esther Fujimoto died from her injuries. Skyler Shepard owned the boat, and he was driving when it hit Fujimoto. He's facing misdemeanor charges in the case. Two other men, Colton Raines and Robert Cole Boyer, will be tried separately. A 22-year-old inmate apparently killed himself last weekend at the Weber County Jail. Levy Dominguez is the second suicide at the jail in a month. Chief Deputy Clint Anderson says he was in jail on misdemeanor charges. The other was a man who'd been charged with murder. And finally, the U.S. Ski and Snowboard Association has postponed the Grand Prix competition set for December 21st and 22nd at Park City Mountain Resort. It's expecting better snow conditions February 1st and 2nd. FIS Freestyle World Cup events are still scheduled for Deer Valley on January 31st and February 1st. And that is your KUER News Pod for Tuesday, December 11th. For the latest news and updates from around the state, be sure to check us out online at KUER.org. Until next time, I'm Brian Grimmett.